Welcome to the Northside Christian Church Podcast, Advent Edition. Each day of Advent, we will be sharing a short devotion written by a member of our Northside Christian Church family. These devotions will be focused on themes of hope, joy, love, peace, and light. Over the next several weeks, you will be guided to recall what God has already done for you in Jesus Christ, as well as look forward to what He will continue to do in you and through you. This week is the week of peace. The reading for today, Wednesday, December 8th, comes from Ephesians chapter 5, verses 6 through 14. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of such things, God's wrath comes on those who are disobedient. Therefore, do not be partners with them. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. It is shameful to even mention what the disobedient do in secret. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible, and everything that is illuminated becomes a light. This is why it is said, "Wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." Today's devotional comes from Kevin Punch. He sat in my office, nervously fidgeting with his hands folded into his lap. He didn't want to look up and make eye contact because he didn't want to be here at all. Occasionally, we talked about his weekend or how high school was going for him, never much more than small talk. But this meeting was different. A little over a week ago, his mom discovered that he was looking at porn on his phone. He thought he had covered his tracks, but his mom stumbled across his search history. Before he ever came into my office, he already had everything taken away and endured multiple conversations with mom, then dad, and then mom and dad. As his youth minister, his parents asked if I would talk to him too. I told her I am always available to talk, but he may not want to talk with me. So there he sat, nervously not wanting this conversation with his youth minister. It is hard to know how to start a conversation when you know someone else doesn't want to have it in the first place. I think the Holy Spirit gave me the right words at that moment. I said, "You probably think this is the worst thing that can happen to you right now, getting caught and having conversation after conversation about your choices in life. But I want you to know that this could be the best thing that has ever happened to you. Because what was once hidden is now seen. What had control over you in the darkness has now been brought out into the light. You can now work through your struggle, knowing Jesus forgives you and gives you the Holy Spirit to help you find victory from this addiction. We read in this passage that you used to be in the darkness of your sin. It had control of you. Most likely, you tried to hide your sin so that nobody would know about it. But now because of your faith in Jesus, you are in the light. You don't have to hide it anymore. Jesus' grace is enough for you. His mercy is overwhelming, and His strength will help you on the daily struggle to turn from the dark acts of sin and live in the light of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for coming as the light of the world and showing us how to live as children of light. Amen." Thank you for joining us for this special edition of the Northside Christian Church Podcast. Join us tomorrow for another Advent devotion.